The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Imagine having a great job with great prospects and decent money. And imagine packing it all in to go live in the country and do nature walks. Which is kind of what you did, Sarah Harrigan, isn't it? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show, PJ.
Good to have you on. You kind of did what a lot of us dream of doing, but will be afraid of our living lives to do.
Well, I was afraid of it myself, I won't lie. As you said there, I was living in Dublin and I had a great job with good money and lots of perks. But I got to the point where I started to feel like, you know, I've studied for years in UCC and Trinity. And am I at the point now, is this it forever? Do I just work in this office at this desk until I retire? And I started to really think, okay, I need to start exploring my other options.
Because the rewards of the job and the terms and conditions, in some way, they weren't enough. What weren't they enough?
I think for me, PJ, it was just that I got to the stage where I'd been working for maybe a year and a half in this job in Dublin, living in Dublin, you know, enjoying city life. And I think what happens for a lot of people is that, you know, you go to college, your extracurricular activities fall off, you end up in the working world and you work 9 to 5 all week and you might go out at the weekend and there's not a lot more that you do. And that was definitely me. And yeah. I got to the point where I realized, what do I even like to do anymore, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people will identify to that because I think, take my own situation. I finish here up a little bit early on a Friday and I'm gone. And okay, I might do a bit of work across the weekend. But in general, I'm sitting there on Sunday night at 8:30 and going, what happened? Where did that go?
Yeah, exactly. That was me. And I was at the point where I was like, I actually don't even know what I enjoy anymore, what I feel passionate about anymore. So I had to start from scratch and relearn, you know, have a real deep think about what makes me feel alive, what makes me feel passionate about something, you know.
So who are Gals Gone Wild then?
So, yeah, I joined a group like that. I went back and I thought, you know, during my childhood, my teenage years, what really did I love to do before it all dropped away? And for me, that was camping and hiking and all outdoor activities. So when I was in Dublin, I decided, look, I'll join a few things in my community, see what I like, see what I might not like anymore. And for me, joining groups like Gals Gone Wild, joining as a volunteer, as a youth group that does some stuff outdoors, really was the kind of, I suppose, the light bulb moment for me of, wow, I feel so much more alive doing these outdoor pursuits versus sitting at my desk in my job, you know?
And then you found a way. But by the way, did you do your psychology in UCC?
I did, in UCC.
You found a way to take your psychology and bring it into the woods. Now, how on earth did how'd you do that?
Yeah, so I stayed in my office job for maybe another year and a half, kind of plotting and planning, trying to save up a bit of money. I honestly didn't know how I was going to make it work, but I just felt I have to try something. So I started guiding hikes for a hiking group and I just was like, wow, this is amazing. I can see the benefit all these people I'm leading through the mountains are having for their health and their mental health and their connection to community. And I was like, okay, I have to be able to merge my background in psychology with the outdoors somehow. There has to be a way. So this is maybe 3 years ago and I came across this whole field of nature-based therapies. So there's lots of different words for it. Forest therapy, wild therapy, eco-psychology, all these different fields. And yeah, it opened up a whole new world to me. I did a good few courses. And then I'm at the point now where I'm running my own business called Nature Therapy Ireland. And the aim that I have is just to kind of share this with other people that there's a free resource out there that we can all use to the benefit of our health.
Yeah. As I said, the psychology in you then, here's something, and okay, it's winter time now, so let's, but in the summertime, nothing but nothing I love to do more than to go and stand on a cliff top or a mountain or even just a wall and look at the sea and breathe in the sea air. It's like a drug. That's not a coincidence, you say.
No, not at all. And there's so much research to back that up now, PJ. It's amazing. Like, you know, there's research to show us now that, so say you might feel that connection to the sea, other people might feel that connection to mountains, other people might feel it, that connection to forests. And there's lots of research to actually show us now that it is actually scientifically proven to benefit our health and mental health.
So that's it. I would walk along a beach all day or look at the sea all day for you, right? But I have no interest in woods or forests.
Yeah, there's something out there for everyone.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So in the sea, you have something called negative ions, and they've been shown to improve your mood, your overall mental health, have positive benefits for your physical health. And then in the forest, we have something called phytoncides, which is where forests release these compounds into the air. And when we breathe them in, it can improve our heart health, boost our immune system, improve our sleep, increase our creativity. It really is incredible.
So you're now doing your psychology in nature, and you couldn't be happier. Did you worry at all about giving up the permanent pension though?
Oh, absolutely. That wasn't an easy decision.
And Sarah, had you people in your life who went, are you off your game here? Are you mad?
Of course I did.
Did you?
I was one of those people too.
Oh, really?
But I just thought, you know, if I don't try it now, I'll never know. And I was very lucky to be able to, you know, leave the city. I saved up a bit of money. I was able to leave the city. You know, I was running my business for a full year before I did that, living in Dublin and working another little small part-time job to kind of boost my finances. But this isn't an option for everybody. I totally understand that. But I suppose what I would say to people who are thinking of something different is, you know, explore your passion at the weekend or after work and just see what makes you feel alive, and you never know what it might turn into.
Okay. Listen, good luck with it, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
I think your advice to anyone is follow it. If you can follow it, follow it.
Exactly. I think lots of more people are realizing that now since the last 2 years. It's important to have things that make you feel good, no matter how small it is.
All right. Good speaking to think in the success. That's Sarah Harrigan. I did psychology in UCC, went off to the perfect job in Dublin, the big job, the decent salary, the perks, the holidays, the whole. And now she does nature walks, and she is happier than she's ever been.
Cork's 96 FM.